Right, break with N7 INO. This is Alpha Echo 5, Victor Yankee, the 7290 traffic net. We need to break the net at the moment. We have an on-air memorial, and let me see if I can get Ray. N5 NAV?
Yeah, N5 NAV.
All right, Ray, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you, and we'll be standing by 7290 traffic net going to N5 NAV.
Okay, this is N5 NAV with a memorial on Michael Joseph Parrish. Some of you may wonder why we waited so long, because he passed away a while back, but we were waiting. I think it's better that we wait till after they have their services. I don't know the reason, but they waited until this last Saturday to have their services, so I waited till after that. This is N5 NAV, and Michael Joseph Parrish, age 60, of Livingston, was born August 4th, 1951, in Houston, Texas, and passed away on August the 2nd of 2012 in Livingston, Texas. Memorial service was held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, August the 18th of 2012 at the Cochran Funeral Home Chapel, but with Reverend Harold Isaac officiating. Michael is survived by his mother, Elfreda Parrish of Livingston, Texas, brother and sister-in-law, Gerald and Jean Ann Parrish of Pasadena, Texas, brother Randall Parrish of Livingston, Texas, sister Kathleen Riley of Livingston, Texas. Okay, Catherine Riley of Livingston, Texas. Five nieces, nephews, and numerous other family and friends. Michael is preceded in death by his father, Carlton L. Parrish, wife Janet Parrish, and sister Teresa Parrish. This is N5 NAV. Michael was a very good-natured and outgoing who loved people. He graduated from Pasadena High School and went to San Jacinto College in Deer Park for a term. He and his wife Janet lived in Dallas area and then Farmingsville. He moved back to his home territory in October 2011. He was overjoyed to be back with much of his family. Michael was head of a maintenance at a couple of apartment complexes and then moved on to electrical work with a wire manufacturing company. He hurt his shoulder and had to become disabled from work. He loved his ham radio and the many friends he made. He had many interests and will be missed by all. Cochran Funeral Home was the one in charge of his arrangements. Stand by now for the reading from the scripture. N5 NAV, we're reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Please bow your heads, then we'll have a word of prayer for the family. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and thy blessings. We just want to lift up this family to you, Lord, and their loss. We just pray that you'll go with them through this time and give them strength. We thank you for the friendship of Michael as he went on to be with you. We just pray now that you'll go with us through this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Ron, back to you in 5 and 8.
All right, thank you, Ray. Appreciate that, and definitely will be missed.